Yes, we are performing in the U.S. as from the 11th to the 18th of January. It's a very, very, very short tour, probably a week and a half, and then we're coming back home. We've got a project that we're performing at in New York, which is the most important event. It's called ASAP. That's the main reason why we're coming to the U.S. And then the other shows are just to support the New York performance that we're doing.
Can you tell us a bit more about this New York gig? What is it about?
It's an event that I don't think it's open to the public, really. But it's for the promoters, producers, you know, the music industry, you know, people in the music industry, where artists go and showcase themselves, you know, either through the booking agents. There's a lot of networking and bookings that take place. A lot of festival organizers, festival directors, club owners who come there looking for artists to book for either this year or for next year.
Is this in an effort to try and penetrate the U.S. music market?
We are moving in another direction in the U.S. And it's not an easy market to penetrate the U.S. market. It's not easy. It's not as easy as people think. It's difficult to get around, to get on the big stages. But we're hoping that through this event, the APAP, we will be able to get bigger and better bookings for either 2018, 2014, and 2015. But it is the first time that we're actually taking part in this event.
Some reports say that Tuku is going to scale down this year. Can you confirm this?
Oliver Tuku is not scaling down this year. Performances, as a matter of fact, they're actually increasing. And not just events in Zimbabwe, but in the region and also internationally. The word retirement is out of question. The word scaling down performances is out of the question. And back home here in Zimbabwe, we are doing what we call an output program, where we actually going into the high densities. You know, we performed in Genora, in Mabuku, and we're heading down to Highfield, where he started. So I'll be going to Highfield tomorrow to make the booking to go and perform at Mashandra Pamwe Hotel, which is one of the most popular venues that a lot of artists perform in Zimbabwe. Not because we're trying to get more people, but to make ourselves available. And we're also very thankful that, Tuku is 61 this year, and it's still going very strong. We thought, let's reach out to as many people as possible.